11 gulls, 1 flamingo, 4 egrets.
And 1 albatross.
An albatross? Where?
Right over there. That's
Pelican Pete. Boy, wouldn't we look dumb handing in a report with an albatross in it?
Well, what's so dumb? Ancient Mariner saw one.
Okay, just because you're going through an identifying phase.
A what phase?
Identifying. Every adolescent goes through a period where he identifies with characters he reads about.
Oh. Hey, there's Flipper.
Hiya, boy.
Sorry, Flipper, we can't play now. We're working. You said I was going through?
Identifying. You know, you imagine that the people you read about are real. Don't worry. We all go through it.
Well, I think I just might be a very bad case. Because I just saw the ship the Bounty.
The what?
The ship the Bounty in the book Mutiny on the Bounty. I just saw it.
Where?
Look for yourself. Right over there.
I may be going through that phase, too. We better call Dad. I think we all flipped.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Sandy, we're not close enough to read her registry numbers yet.
Well, I know what I make of it. It's a ghost ship, that's what.
Bounty.
Bounty?
I told you it was a ghost ship.
But there's no such thing as ghost ships.
But, Dad, the Bounty sank over 150 years ago. I read it in a library book.
Yeah, I know that, Bud. Well, we'll know what it is in a minute.
Sandy, what did you do with my camera?
You left it below.
Don't you think? Permit me to introduce myself, Captain Jeremiah West, master of this good ship, the Bounty.
I'm Porter X. I'm the park warden here. These are my two sons, Sandy and Bud. You gave us quite a turn seeing your ship here in the waters like this.
A lot of people like the lad there think they're seeing a ghost ship. Actually, this here vessel is an exact duplicate of the original Bounty. We're taking her on a world tour. And then she'll be on permanent display in St. Petersburg.
Gosh, can we see what she looks like inside?
No, she's not in ship shape as yet. But as soon as we get back to St. Petersburg, I'll personally give you a guided tour.
Well, if there's anything I can do for you while you're here in the park...
Well, as a matter of fact, there might be at that. You see, since we hit becalmed waters, I gave the men shore leave. They took the dinghy, and now I find myself in need of a few extra tubes for our radio.
Well, I'd be very happy to take you to the shore and show you where you can buy some.
Oh, good. I'll let my lookout know, and then the men can pick me up at your place.
Boy, that boat's really something, huh, Dad?
Sure is.
Yeah, but would I like to go on board her now?
Now you're going to have to wait till she gets to St. Petersburg, bud.
Oh, Dad, can Flipper come too?
Yes, bud, Flipper can come too.
Hopeless indeed. The ship was entirely in the hands of the mutineers. Captain Bligh turned to Christian, shouting, "Murder, treason, you mutinous dog. I'll see you hung." Imagine, Flipper, the Bounty, right here in Coral Cay. It's like we were in the story. Even though we can't go aboard, I don't think Captain West would mind too much if he just swam out there and looked at her up close. Do you think he'd mind? Hey, we might even see some of the blood left over from the mutiny. Come on!
Everything you need?
Yep.
Good. I'm sorry Bud wasn't here to say goodbye.
Well, we'll see him in a few months. Now, that invitation still stands just as soon as we get back.
Right.
With this wind picking up, we'll set sail right away. We've got a long first leg of our voyage.
Where's your first stop?
The Canary Islands, off the coast of Africa.
Well, look, have a good trip and a safe one.
Thank you, mateys.
As each day passes, my crew gets increasingly out of hand. I fear that I must be more firm with them, and the fury of the storm is growing hourly.
Had all they can take of your bullying, Captain Bly. From now on, I'm taking over this ship.
You can't do that. That's mutiny.
Get them and bring them back.
That, Dad?
Yeah, that's quite a sight, Sandy. Here, take a look. Well, I wish Bud were here to see this. By the way, did he say where he was going this afternoon?
He wasn't going anywhere special that I know of.
Yeah, well, I think I know what I'll do. You know that watch I was going to buy for his birthday? I'm going to buy it now. Probably out daydreaming somewhere and doesn't even know what time it is. Wow, that's beautiful.
Is all secure, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess we won't be seeing the good old USA for a while. I'm gonna miss her.
Yes, sir, she sure is beautiful.
What's that?
That must be Flipper.
Flipper?
Yeah, the Ricks boy's pet. Probably came along to say bon voyage. So long, Flipper! I'll take over.
Here, take that. Give it to Dad.
Thanks anyway. Bye. He's not at Shorty Flanagan's either.
Well, try the Griffiths. They go fishing on Sunday afternoon. Maybe he's over there.
There's Flipper. Maybe he knows where Bud is.
Go take a look. I'll call the Griffiths. Hello, Mrs. Griffiths. Porter Ricks. I'm fine, thank you. Mrs. Griffiths, did you and your husband go fishing this afternoon? No, I'm not worried about that. The season's open. I'm looking for Bud.
Dad! Dad!
Just a minute, Mrs. Griffiths.
Flipper brought this back and he's yakking up a storm.
What is it? It's all wet.
I have an idea Bud's on it.
Yeah. I'll call you back, Mrs. Griffiths. Thank you very much. Let me see that. Well, if he is on it, that boat sailed. I'll try and get hold of that captain.
Sir, I've just been in radio contact with Ranger Ricks at Coral Key. He thinks his son, Bud, is somewhere aboard the ship. Bud, here? Yes, sir. Sounds crazy, but he said their pet dolphin came home wearing the captain's hat.
What?
Captain Bly's hat, sir. Oh.
I'm not exactly mad, Bud, but I wish you'd learn to curb that imagination of yours.
I promise I will, Dad.
What's the matter?
The Nautilus!
The what?
The Nautilus, the submarine! In Jules Verne's book, Our 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, I just saw it! I did!
Dad, I think we'd better supervise his reading for a while, don't you?
Yeah, I'd say that'd be a pretty good idea, Sandy.
It's Flipper! Flipper, you saw it, didn't you?
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper.